A countdown to opening day has taken us from months to days, and now just mere hours from opening the gates. Downtown Buffalo is ready for baseball. This Thursday at 3:05, when the Bisons head out to face the Syracuse Chiefs and begin the 126th season of professional baseball in Buffalo. Hi again, I'm Ben Wagner with a hot stove edition of Inside Bisons Baseball. Returning to the backfields, where the 2011 edition of Bisons Baseball have their bags packed and are heading north for the journey ahead. Our show today is presented by Evans Bank, Damon College, the Hamburg Casino, Transwave Communications, Napa, the Hyatt Regency, Zweigels, and by Time Warner Cable. Also in part by Twin Village Recycling, Upstate Farms, The Carpet Factory Outlet, Sportsnet New York, Dunkin' Donuts, Ficta Indel and Elmer Eye Associates, To Find Your Home, the American Red Cross, Seneca Gaming, Goya, Chevrolet, and by Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. With another show packed full of interviews from the players that wrapped up their spring camp yesterday afternoon and are now Buffalo bound. Well, keep in mind, as Buffalo begins the season on Thursday afternoon, the Mets are already in action. Things can still change for Bison manager Tim Tuffel, but overall he's very pleased with the performance and health as the players leave the Grapefruit League.
Well, I thought the camp went well. We played pretty much injury-free. Probably had a little bit of a injury earlier on, but most of the guys are ready to go. Martinez, Lutz. Some guys have had injuries in the past. We have stayed healthy all spring, so it's great that we're able to come north, I think, with the team that on paper looks pretty good at this point. We have a few guys that really stepped up. New and I started swinging the bat well at the end of camp, which is a good sign for the Bisons. And Martinez had a very good camp all the way around. I think we're ready to get off the ground and have a good start of the season.
Tim Tuffel, the Bison's manager, heading north. He'll join us in Buffalo coming up earlier this week and get ready for opening day on Thursday. Skip, if we can, let's focus on the outfielders because they are getting a lot of the accolades. They're one short with Lucas Duda getting the opportunity to stick in the big leagues, but it seems like you have a number of guys that are ready, from Jesus Feliciano all the way through Fernando Martinez and Kirk Nieuwenhuis and the guys you already talked about.
Yeah, our outfield is pretty solid. With Feliciano making the club, late penciling guy that we didn't know if he was going to make the club or not. But he figured out how to make the Bisons club once again and had productive years in the past. But I think we're going to go with Pryde, Nieuwenhuis, and go that route to start the season and Martinez. From then we got Pascucci, probably do some DHing, play some first base. Our depth charts look really good. Adams is going to figure in as a role player as well and be able to swing around. But the beginning of the season, I'm going to go with Turner at second, Tejada at short, Evans at first base, and Lutz at third. That's the look of the infield. The outfield looks pretty good as well. And, of course, our catching, Rego Chavez, is the number one catcher, and Enrique is backing him up.
Manrique has had a short stint with the Bisons last year, and of course Raul Chavez has been kind of the guy that's been penciled in all the way along with Mike Nickias now getting an extended opportunity in the big leagues. This club on paper, how would you like to construct it if you were to look at it with the lineup? Is it a balanced lineup, or would you like to put the power or the speed at the top?
No, I think it's a balanced lineup. I'm thinking about the lineup as we speak, and I think he'll probably lead off, and Turner will be hitting second. Nieuwenhuis, right in the mix there with Martinez. I think we're going to have a nice right-left combination throughout the lineup with Lutz being a right-handed hitter. And I'll probably move Tejada down a little bit further in the lineup, get him off the ground, get him a chance to get his feet wet once again in Bison's uniform. And then Chavez will probably be at the bottom as well. I'm looking at a well-balanced lineup with some punch in it.
Who are the guys that need to play every day to make sure they're ready for TC at the top?
Well, obviously Tejada's going to get the bulk of the play at shortstop. He's a guy that they're going to be counting on in the future, either at short or at second. And I want to keep him sharp, so he's going to play a couple games at second as well, just to keep that sharp. Evans will be playing first base, and then of course we in the outfield we got Martinez and fractures in both of his feet. So I think that's where you see Russ Adams coming into play. He'll play some second for KT. You know, I think he's going to be a guy that bounces around DH some, and he can even play some left field.
What were some of the final decisions that had to be made position player-wise before you guys broke camp to define who the Bisons would be?
Well, I think, we had some serious talks about our pitching staff and, what that was going to look like. Josh Stinson certainly had a good spring training. They opted to put him in Double-A when Pat Meech came down and opened up some things, and Fossum is probably get the five-hole. So, our rotation looks pretty strong. I mean, G's the opening day, and then followed by Mejia. And then we got Pat and Meech and then Bonzer and Fossum. So it's a pretty good starting core. It's a veteran. It's kind of a hard thrower, soft thrower kind of thing. And you got a couple softer throwers mixed up with the hard throwers. And I think it's a balanced pitching staff. And kind of one that you kind of want. You know, you want that kind of crafty lefty in there somewhere. We have that ability. And we got some hard throwers at the top.
With this pitching staff that you're going to run out there every 5 days as well, I mean, it looks like a ton of strikes are going to be available. That has to set the table so well and take a lot of pressure off the offense.
Well, it's going to, we got strike throwers. Mejia's working on his stuff still and looks really good. He's shown a good changeup and he's starting to get a feel for his curveball. Those are very big pluses for that young man, and that'll allow him to go deep into games. But those are the things that he's working on and can bring to the table. And we all know Pat Meech; he's a control pitcher. He's a rounded dish. Dylan G is right there, and Bonzer's a control guy too. He's shown good control this spring. And so I'm looking more for Mr. Mejia, who's got that exceptional fastball, cutting fastball action, and a hard curveball. Once he gets those two pitches, those three pitches that he has in gear, I think he's going to be one of those guys that can go deep in the game.
How stretched out are the starting pitchers right now, Tim, and ready for opening day? How deep can they go?
No, they're 85 pitches. They're ready to go. I think they can go a little deeper right off the bat than normal. Ricky Bonas has done a great job stretching them out, getting their pitch count up before we break camp. So, barring weather and setbacks and things like that, I think they can get up to 85 pitches and give us a good look in the first outings.
Wrapping up our conversation with Bison skipper Tim Tuffel. He's headed to Buffalo for opening day on Thursday. We spent so much time talking about the starting five rotation, the power of the offense that we expect to see. Don't want to leave out those bullpen guys because they were so stellar for the Bisons last year. Mike O'Connor, had a tough go in spring camp with the big league club. He's a guy, though, that, again, has been around and through the wars. Is he ready and in the right mind to come to AAA?
Oh, he is. He's hungry. He's hungry to make it back up to the big leagues and be in that spot once again. I think he's got deception like I haven't seen in a while. He's got the big long delivery and has a very good changeup and curveball off of that. So I think he wants to prove something to himself and get back up to the big leagues and be a factor up there. And they're looking for lefties, getting lefties out. And he could be that guy, in a short order if he gets off to a hot start. Ikarachi's throwing real well. He's got his pitching pattern a little bit better. I know we've had some talks in the out and around about his pitch selections and coming at hitters, and I think he's kind of turned the corner. I think he's done a great job with him.
Is he a guy that's going to be a closer? What kind of role is a hard thrower like Igarashi going to take with the Bisons?
Well, I think he's going to be, right now I don't have it set up where who's the end of the game guy. I think I'm leaning towards Iggy down in that spot. I think I'm leaning towards Fair. He's proven it before in the past with AAA. I think I'll protect an Alvarez, a younger guy who's just coming into the league. And I think I'll say those the end of the game stuff for the guys who've been there before.
Tim, anything else as you part ways from the warmth of Florida and you look at this team that you want to relay to the Bison fans as you head north?
Well, they should be excited. I mean, the team that we're bringing forward, great group of guys. They're very talented. I think we have a mix of veterans and some young players that people haven't seen before. And, you know, I think once you get a flavor of the team and the flavor of the game that we're going to play up there, I think it'll be an exciting year.
A journey that will finally begin for Bisons and Bison fans, April the 7th. That's this Thursday at 3:05, surrounded by a ton of events that are all listed on Bisons.com, including a printable promotion schedule and a replay of today's show, available on the Bisons' official website, Bisons.com. Coming up, our hour will continue. More conversations from spring training. They're bolting for Buffalo. I'm Ben Wagner, coming back with our Hot Stove edition of Inside the Herd on the Bisons Baseball Network.